Hello, my friends. Happy Friday Eve. It's Thursday, but not just any Thursday. It's Random Thought Thursday. How much dirt is in a hole that measures 2 inches by 3 inches by 4 inches? You think about it, and I'll tell you at the end of the show. All right, let's get you your news now, shall we? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we start today with these tales of two housing markets here in the United States. So what's all the hullabaloo? We're in the spring season now, and that usually means a frenetic time for home buying. Now, during the pandemic, Silicon Valley, the West Coast cities, and places like Austin saw a boom in the housing market, but now we're seeing that bubble burst. With continuous tech layoffs, bank failures, and low housing supply, we're seeing the home buying cooling rapidly. So sellers in many of those areas, well, they don't have the upper hand anymore. But on the other side of the country, on the East Coast, we're seeing a totally different story. Home prices are actually continuing to rise there, especially in major southeastern cities. A big impact to all of this housing volatility is the higher average rates on a 30-year fixed mortgage, where it's making a lot more expensive to finance a home today compared to a year ago. The continued high inflation rate has been a contributing factor as well. Our chief business correspondent, Christine Romans, explains these divergent trends we're seeing in the U.S. housing market.
The biggest investment most people ever make is their home. And after 9 interest rate hikes from the Fed, it's a tale of two housing markets today in America. Where the bubble appears to have popped in the West Coast tech hubs and the pandemic boom towns, but holding up rather well out east. All real estate is local, of course, but the trends are revealing. Redfin measures pending home sales, price drops, and supply, and found Austin, Texas is the fastest cooling metro area in the country. It was once the pandemic relocation magnet, of course. Seattle is next, then Phoenix, Tacoma, Denver, Vegas, and 4 California cities round out the top 10. But head east, and upper Midwest and Northeast towns are cooling much more slowly. And home prices out east are still rising. Case Shiller shows home prices in these cities up year over year. They're not skyrocketing like the last 10 years, but they're holding in there. Travel to the southeast, and it is a boom time in real estate. Miami home prices in January up nearly 14% from a year ago. Tampa up 10.5%, Atlanta 8.4%, and Charlotte up 8.1%. You can clearly see sellers have the upper hand in the Sun Belt. A sharp contrast to the home prices in the tech hubs out west, where prices are falling sharply. Led by San Francisco, where prices fell almost 8% in January compared with last year. This is, of course, after years of runaway price gains in those tech hubs. Call it a real estate reckoning out west. Tech company pink slips, bank jitters, low inventory, and mortgage rates that have almost doubled. Higher rates make the same home a year ago a lot more expensive to finance today. A $400,000 mortgage taken out at today's mortgage rates would cost almost $400 more a month in the extra interest.
Next up, the list of the world's busiest airports came out, and once again, the busiest airport in the world is right here in Atlanta. According to the Airports Council International, the U.S. actually had half of the 10 busiest airports in the world last year. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International took the title for a second consecutive year as the world's busiest airport in terms of passenger volume. Coming in second was Dallas-Fort Worth. Then it was followed by Denver, then Chicago O'Hare. Los Angeles came in sixth on the list. The other 5 airports in the top 10 were cities abroad. Dubai, Istanbul, Heathrow Airport in London, New Delhi, and Paris. The Airports Council International also expects strong travel recovery this year for global passenger traffic and a full recovery by next year that we haven't seen since 2019. 10-second trivia. In Greek mythology, who was Apollo's twin sister and the goddess of the moon? Artemis, Luna, Athena, or Diana? Artemis is your answer here, and she also served as the goddess of the hunt and wild animals. Artemis is also connected to space exploration, and that's where our next story takes us. It has been 50 years since astronauts returned to the moon, but NASA just announced its team for its next moon mission. These 4 astronauts, three Americans and one Canadian, will make their journey to outer space on Artemis II in November of 2024. This will also be an historic mission as it will be the first time a woman and a person of color will be on a lunar flight. Our Ed Lavandera sat down with the newly named crew.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Artemis II crew.
NASA calls this moment the launch of the Artemis generation, and the space agency has unveiled its first cosmic rock stars. Commander Reed Wiseman, pilot Victor Glover, mission specialist Christina Koch, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen. CNN sat down with the crew of the Artemis II mission.
Armstrong, Aldrin, Collins, Borman, Lovell, Anders, those are all iconic astronauts that touched the moon or graced the edges of the moon. Your names go next to those guys. How did you find out about this, and how does it feel, quite frankly?
The leader of our flight operations directorate said to us, and he said, how would you like to go flying on Artemis II? My answer to him was, sir, it would be an honor. It's amazing to be a part of this team that's going back to the moon and on to Mars, and it's exciting times that we're actually making this step.
If all goes as planned, the Artemis II crew will orbit the moon next year. For about 10 days, they will aim to travel farther into space than any humans have ever gone. They'll fly in the Orion spacecraft, paving the way for future Artemis missions to land on the moon again and ultimately journey to Mars.
I think for most people who watch space programs that since the end of the space shuttle program, that space travel has become the game of billionaires and the wealthy who travel to the edges of space. Why is this so important?
You know, one aspect of human space exploration is that it unites and it lifts. I love you keep using that word, Jeremy, lifts. It lifts people up and it pushes you to do things that seem impossible.
When you go out and do something that pushes the boundaries, you always learn things that you didn't expect to learn, and we will have breakthroughs left and right. It's going to be phenomenal.
It's been more than a half century since astronauts returned to the moon. Apollo 8 astronauts were the first to see the surface up close. Their mission and films captivated the world. The voices of astronauts beamed back to Earth felt like science fiction.
Good luck. A Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you.
Christina Koch kept this iconic image of the Earthrise taken by that first crew in 1968 on her bedroom wall as a little girl. The Artemis II crew is making history by putting the first person of color and a woman on a lunar mission.
It's an honor to be a part of this program at a time when we as an organization, as a country, have recognized and decided that it's important to go for all and by all.
When you see the Earth rise for the first time, have you thought about what that moment's going to be like?
I think it's going to be pretty emotional. I'm going to be seeing that image with three friends. We're going to be in a tiny capsule. I think there's going to be some hugging.
Do you think in our lifetimes we will see somebody landing on Mars?
I do.
I certainly hope so.
I think we will get there. In our lifetime, to think that humans will be walking on Mars in 20 years is completely reasonable.
For our next story, we're headed to Jamaica, Mon, to give a 10 out of 10 to an Olympic champion sprinter that isn't taking a single day off, not even at her son's sports day at school. 36-year-old Shelly Ann Fraser Price leaving all the other parents in the dust, reminded everyone that she's the third fastest woman of all time. Now, Fraser Price's speed has carried her to 8 Olympic medals, 3 of them gold, as well as 10 world titles. And I actually got to interview her after she won gold at the Tokyo Summer Olympics. She told me she used to run to school every day as a kid barefoot because she couldn't afford shoes. She told me she runs today to inspire all the youngsters out there, letting them know that even if you don't come from privilege, you can reach your greatness someday too. All right, now, Random Thought Thursday question was, how much dirt is in a hole that measures 2 inches by 3 inches by 4 inches? Well, the answer is none, lovely people. It's a hole. Great job with all of the Your Word Wednesday submissions. Thanks to Madison.Westerhoff from Cashin, Oklahoma. Today's vocabulary word was hullabaloo, a noun meaning a commotion or a fuss. Now, before I go, we want to give a special shout out. Winfield, Kansas, Winfield Middle School, we see you, lovely people. We're going to be off the air next week for spring break, but I will see you right back here tomorrow, sending you all some good vibes today. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.